Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, listeners to the Way of Life program. Welcome. My name is Charmaine. We are going to talk today about the desire of the children of God. The desire of the children of God should be God's desire alone. This desire will affect our prayer requests, where our request to the Lord will be all of himself in and through us. This means that we would not want anything apart from God himself or what he desires for us. We wouldn't want to do anything that he's not doing. We wouldn't want to think what he's not thinking. We wouldn't want to say what he's not saying. And we wouldn't want to be what he is not. So our prayer requests will be like this, or should be like this. Father, I want to be what you want me to be. I want to think what you want me to think. I want to say what you want me to say. And I want to do what you want me to do and be what you want me to be. These are words that spring from hearts that are filled with the desires of the Lord. This should be the prayer request arising from the hearts of the true children of God, where we want everything of him and everything for him. In light of this, our selfish desires are like a non-existent thing. The Lord is pleased when our hearts are filled with his desires. The question to us is, what are we requesting from the Lord? Keeping in mind that our prayers are motivated or should be motivated by needs that derive from desires of our hearts and which yearn for full satisfaction. If our desire does not bring glory to God, if it is merely self-fulfilling, then it is an inappropriate request which the Lord will not respond to. James 4:3 says, and even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. What the Apostle James said, what he was really saying, is when you do ask God for something, he does not give it to you because you pray to him for selfish reasons or for your own self-satisfaction, which excludes God. So such a person is only concerned with his or her own personal pleasure. How many inappropriate requests have we voiced to the Lord our God? Every prayer request that is void of God's desire is an inappropriate prayer request of which God will not respond to. And this is because it is filled with our own selfish desires. It is time for God's desires to be our desire, saints. If we who are children of God ought to imitate God, we should desire nothing apart from him. That's the true essence of imitating someone. We are reminded that we are to be imitators of God, who is our Father. And we see this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. And to imitate someone is to view that person as the focal point of our attention. Be fixated on the person. No distraction. It's like that jockey on a horse and they have the blinders on the horse. They're only seen in front. So this is to be continually, this is to be our lifestyle continually. And with that continual focus on the person to be imitated, no words or action of that person will go unnoticed. This will affect our entire being, including our desires from which our prayer request derives or originates. We need to ask ourselves, what motivates our prayer requests? Is it a desire to see God's desires fulfilled in us, or is it to satisfy our own selfish desires? It has been said, the purpose of prayer is not to get man's will done in earth, or the purpose of prayer is not to get man's will done in heaven, but to get God's will done on earth. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. That's www.starcomnetwork.net. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me today. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.